if you call this the stomach or the abdomen, what would you call this part right up here?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a leg?
Paddle.
What if it has a pointed front? Is there a special name for that?
No.
What if it has a square front? Is there a special name for that?
No. So, same thing.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty...
Well, she's wearing them for a show and it'd be a custom.
What do you call that one, the thing that you hang around the neck?
Locket? Necklace?
If they're beads.
Well, I've seen beads with necklace on.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it a pair or a strand of?
Yeah, a string. Strand.
If two men have a fight, one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really
won.
What you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down, when he gets down on his
calves of his leg back.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to lose a penny. He's really a...
Well, I call him a miser.
Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say he really looks...
slouchy.
What you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You say she's really...
dressed up.
And if it's a man, what, do you have any special thing for that? He's really...
No, I just say dressed up.
And what word do you use to refer to an old person who is very lively and gets around very well?
Well, he doesn't look as... he doesn't act like as old as he is.
Mm-hmm. You say he's certainly...
active.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do work and doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in the tree trunk with its bill?
Beggarwood.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass about that big?
Grasshopper.
What do you call it when someone or something just goes out of control, you know, like a car on ice and moves back and forth like that?
Like a car gets out of control?
Yeah, you say, look, that car went.
There you are.
What about an explosion? If something exploded, you could say, look at the pieces.
Well, there's different kinds of explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamite explosions, and then there's fumes that's causing explosions and different things.
Yeah, what would you say if the pieces fell apart and you just said, look, see that the pieces did what?
It blew it all to pieces.
What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in and little children are afraid to go into?
Haunted house.
And what do you call those spirits inside the house?
Yeah, I call them evil spirits.
Mm-hmm.